Welcome to the Fat Gypsy Show. The Fat Gypsy Show is sponsored by Herbalife. If you are a fat fuck and you want to get less fat, you fuck, give me a call and I'll hook you up with someone that knows about that kind of shit. I know a little bit, but I'm not a professional. And my man, Just Daniels is a professional over at Herbalife that can help you get to the weight that you desire. What else do I have to say about Herbalife? Nothing, because I've been being very lazy and not working out for the past, say, like 10 days since it's like the Conor fight, I think. Anyways, Herbalife, it could change your life or it could do absolutely nothing. I don't even know. Today, I would like to welcome back the Mad Fucking Arab. Welcome back, Mad Arab.
Thank you very much. Fat Gypsy, what is going on?
Mad Arab, we've had such a good response to the last fucking podcast that I had to have you back on ASAP. Let's get this out of the way.
Yeah, we definitely had chemistry.
I think I listened to the last one like 5 times, and I never listened to my own podcast. Like, it drives me crazy to listen to them.
A little bit of a narcissistic characteristic, but that's all right. That's all right.
No, I'm saying usually it drives me. I'm just joking. No, I am joking. Narcissistic to a certain extent. I will admit, I am. I masturbate to myself sometimes. Like, really? To that point, yeah. Like, really? Check this out. Like, when I go to China, or when I go to, like, let's say a Muslim country where they don't have internet, or they have internet that's blocked off and shit, I'm definitely making 2 or 3 videos of myself jerking off so that I could jerk off to those videos.
What's the part about that that turns you on?
Watching me jerk off. Yeah, so sexy. Jerk that fucking cock, baby. I like it.
That's extreme
narcissism. I like it. And then when I come, just like, yeah, bitch.
Do you use a sock or a napkin? Or
no.
Oh, you just let it go?
I let it go.
Who cleans it up?
Good question.
You just leave it there? You're a jerk.
No, I try and go into a waste basket, into a garbage or something.
Yeah?
I try. I mean, if the situation arises where it looks like an easy thing to get done, I'll aim for something that doesn't complicate someone else's life.
You were in China, right?
I was a bunch of times. Why?
Well, did you pick up any Chinese girls? They're pretty conservative here. Mm-mm. So I'd imagine they're like that over there.
Not into Asians.
You're not into Asians? Mm-mm. Why?
Not at all.
Why? Some of them, they're so cute.
I love them, but not sexually. I feel like they're too close a breed to aliens.
Oh my god.
They're super smart, and they look like aliens to me, and I love them.
We are not politically correct. We are. Some people will. You will be offended if you're an Asian right now.
No, you won't. You're beautiful. Your brains are beautiful. You look good. I just can't fuck you.
Some of them, they're so cute.
Listen, I think they're fucking cute, but I can't fuck everything that's cute.
I hope they're not like in the porns where they just make these extremely bizarre sounds when they're getting banged.
I've seen Japanese porn because I was in Japan and that's all they fucking had.
Yeah.
But I have never sought out a fucking porn with an Asian. Like, if I see an Asian in porn, I'm skipping.
You're skipping.
I'm skipping.
What's your topics?
Fuck.
Yeah, like big asses, milfs. Sometimes mature. Because I just find older women are just looking
good. No, I can't do that.
No?
No, I can't do the mature ones. I can't do that. I don't know what I like. I like everything. I could do
just mature. Just not mature.
No, I could do mature.
Some of them take care of themselves, you know?
I'm thinking of grandma porn, though. But, like, mature is like my mom's age. Why?
Well, when you get to that age, you won't be into them, or are you just going to try to go young?
When I get to that age, I'll fucking decide. I don't know. I don't have a crystal ball. I don't know what I'll like in 20 years. What I like today is so different from what I liked 4 years ago.
Well, I don't know. Nowadays, I need to have, like, some stimulating conversations.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a sapiosexual. I don't give a fuck what a girl looks like
anymore. Oh, no, I do. No, I don't. I'm half, I don't, like, 50% is of what's important to me about the girl is the looks. The other 50% is her mind, you know?
When I'm eating a pussy for real, I can get hard no matter what the girl looks like. Cause it's
without eating a pussy?
No, if I'm eating a pussy...
If you're eating a pussy, okay.
I don't give a fuck what the girl looks like. I'm still gonna get hard and wanna fuck it. Like an animal.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I just... Nowadays, I'm just afraid to go down into that world with just any, like, randomness. I feel like I really need to feel...
Since I got healthy, I'm a beast. Yeah. I was never sexually active like I am now.
Really?
Never.
Well, wait. What's your frequency?
Enough.
What do you mean, enough?
Enough. Enough.
Tell me, because, you know...
I don't know. It ranges, levels. But it ranges. It ranges.
Once a day?
No.
No? Okay.
No, I don't fuck once a day. No. I'm single. I live with two dudes right now in this house.
Okay.
I don't actually live here. I'm in transit. I'm staying here.
Yeah.
So, no, I don't fuck once a day.
You're an outdoorsman, right?
The fuck does that mean?
Well,
I like the woods.
Well, you just are willing to, you know, do the journey.
Like, eat pussy like a madman?
No, you're just saying you don't live here, you're in transit.
Mm.
But yeah, no. But once a day, if you had your own spot, your own room.
If I'm with a girl, can fuck 2-3 times a day.
Yeah.
Yeah. But like, I'm not with a girl, so I'm not fucking that much.
Yeah.
I fuck here and there. I fuck fans right now. That's all I'm
What about choking the chicken?
I do that a lot.
Yeah. Like for me, I have to do that like 2-3 times
a day.
Once or twice.
For me, it's definitely morning and night, sometimes an afternoon.
But you know what? If I watch porn, I could force myself to do more.
What do you mean? If I was just in a cycle, do more.
Yeah, like I wait an hour, watch porn, and then I'm into it again, and then I feel like,
you know. I don't know what you mean though.
So to get re-stimulated, if I like, let's say if I just do it, I could take a break and I'll
watch. Like if you come?
Yeah, if I come.
Okay.
Then after I could just go back to it in 30 minutes and then have...
Of course.
I could force my pleasure into it.
Not forced.
Well, you know, if I watch porn, I'm going to get stimulated, right?
Yeah,
if I don't watch it, then I kind of don't get stimulated. So I kind of control. Like,
Do you want to play a game?
I don't know. After talking about choking the chicken, spanking the monkey, I don't know.
I think we should play a game.
Depends what the game is. I think that's the answer you're going to get right now, depending on what the...
We should watch porn and see who guys fully hard first.
Well, I don't know. If I watch next to you, then I'll probably... It'll be acting like a turtle, you know, keeping its guard, you know? So
he's not very good at compliments, this mad Arab. I don't feel very sexy right now. He's not making me feel very sexy at all.
Well, no. I don't. My intent is not to make you feel sexy.
Why?
To make you feel good about yourself, but not... Well, if that's, I guess, making you feel sexy.
No, when someone says I'm sexy, I think they're lying. But if someone compliments my brain...
I'm an ordinary guy.
If you compliment my brain, I'll get very happy. If you say I'm sexy, I'll think you're full of shit. Because I know what sexy is and I know I'm not it.
Some girls have these preferences. Some guys have these preferences.
That's true.
There's some girls, like I found they had their little sexy parts, you know, and they did something sexy. And that,
yeah.
I found that to be appealing, you know.
Yeah.
But not like overall sexy, but just moments of sexiness.
On the subject, I got offered to go to fucking Siberia to do porn.
How did you, like, where do you go to get these offers?
I talked to a lot of people who have a lot of fans in a lot of different countries.
And, well, but like, how did that come about? Like,
a couple months ago, I trolled this cam girl. You know, because, like, I saw everybody was leaving her fucking comments. Like, oh, you're so beautiful, you're so pretty, blah, blah, blah. So I was like, fuck these losers, fuck this girl. And I just gave two emojis. One sick face and then, like, one sick face, one vomit. And then she commented on my thing, sick face, vomit. On my picture. So then I commented on it. Yeah. So then I commented on another one of her things, sick face vomit. And then she and then we just ended up fucking talking and becoming good old pals or whatever. And this morning, or yesterday, I saw she did a lesbian show with this cute Russian girl. And this morning, I like messaged her. I was like, what the fuck? Invite me. I want to do cam shit with you. And she's like, fucking come. We could kill it. So I was like, really? We could? She's like, yeah. She's
kill
like,
what?
Kill the cam scene in Russia. Mm. So she's like, come do some hardcore shit with me. And I was like, yeah, I'll do hardcore.
What are you going to do? Like ass to mouth type of shit? Or?
I don't know.
Yeah. But what are you willing to do?
I'm doing can shit, so that means people could like request stuff.
Okay, yo, I got a scenario.
There's not much I'm not willing to do.
You sure? You walk in the room, she's naked, you're happy, then the guy behind is like, okay, we're ready.
Yeah? What do you mean we're ready?
You, the guy, and the girl.
Yeah, I'm ready to fuck a girl with a dude.
Yeah?
Yeah, I'm ready to
DP?
Yeah, I'm ready to DP.
Oh, shit.
Yeah. I'm ready to, like...
Touching the sausage.
Don't care.
Wow.
Don't care.
You're raw, man.
I don't care. I just don't give a fuck. I know I'm not gay, and I have no... I don't have any kind of attraction to penises, so...
But you're willing to, you know, as they say in French...
Yeah, because I'm not homophobic. I don't care. I'm not like, there to jerk off the dude. If my dick's touching him in a situation where I'm pounding out a girl, it's fine. Oh. It probably actually feels good, to be honest.
It feels good to have...
Okay, well, you're rubbing your dick on shit, right? That usually feels good. When you're rubbing your dick on something, so let's put it out of the equation. Then
it's a dick. Penis.
Yeah,
okay.
It's a skin thing. It's a fucking thing, and it has skin on it. So rubbing on it has to feel good.
So this tells me you'd probably keep your eyes closed while you're doing it,
or just keep looking at the girl. But you know, I've watched DP porn before and thought it was hot. So why wouldn't I watch myself fuck this girl?
I never knew you thought it was hot. This is new to me. This is new to everyone.
A girl getting DP'd, she's getting like ultra dominated. I'm into it.
Oh shit!
Yeah.
God damn. Hot tomato.
So yeah, I'm down. As long as I don't have to get fucked in the ass or suck dick, I'm down to do whatever.
Well, okay, that's your limitations.
Yeah. And I'm not into fucking with shit. Like, unless the pay is really good.
What's good?
A couple of G's. A
couple of G's for shit?
Yeah, a couple of G's.
What would you do with the shit?
I'm not eating it. I'm not putting it anywhere in my mouth. Yeah, I rub shit. Where? On my face?
No. On your body?
Yeah, on my body, whatever.
How much for the face?
It don't matter because you're not going to pay it. Wait.
I don't know. Well, someone write money. Please, raise money. Raise money for the fat gypsy to have shit on his face. Let's start a GoFundMe right now. Right now. I'll put 100.
$5,000.
I'll put 100 after $1,000.
Five. It's switching.
You heard me. Every 2 minutes again. Matt Arb will.
No, but for 5 G's, I'll smear shit on my face.
You just gave a 50% discount. You were at 10 G's.
No.
I said five. Oh, you were five in the
beginning. Yeah,
you said a couple of G's.
2,000 for my body, 5 for my face.
I was trying
face.
To help you, man.
No, I don't need help.
Okay, 5 G's. Let's start it. GoFundMe right now at the Fat Gypsy.
Yeah, because whatever. It's shit, dude. I've seen 2 girls, 1 cup. They survived. No.
Yeah, actually, I don't think anyone remembers their face.
I probably couldn't pick
everyone was focusing on the action as opposed to the person doing those actions.
Yeah, but if you have to put that in your resume, you're pretty fucked.
Well, you know, that's a dark secret.
Well, it's not that much of a secret. Holy shit, it's on the fucking interweb, man.
I'm quite excited for this fundraising.
I'm excited to go to Russia and do porn, is what I'm excited for. And I'm supposed to go to Dublin.
Yeah,
and this is on my way to Dublin. This is perfect. And I got an offer to go to Germany this morning too, to go to Berlin to live on my dude's couch.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who's paying for the ticket?
It's cheap, $400 to Berlin right now.
Berlin.
But I'd rather go make money with this girl. I love girls' beds. They smell so good. They smell lovely. Girls' beds smell lovely.
That was pretty creepy.
Jazzy Bella says I creep her out so much when I do the voice. And I was like, well, you must like it because you keep coming back, baby.
Yeah.
I love that girl. Love that girl.
Yeah, you had a good time with her on the couple episodes ago.
It makes me sick how I sucked her dick. I've never talked about that podcast.
Yeah, before. I thought you were sucking some big dick. Though.
I was sucking major cock. Like, I had... Yeah, first I of all, it was like... I had only communicated with her through WhatsApp and Instagram before. I had never had a phone call conversation with her. We had a conversation right before the podcast. She wanted to know what I want to talk about. And she interviewed me a little bit before she greenlighted to come on the podcast. And that was the first time I had ever spoken to her face to face. And I had been communicating with her for 5-6 years. Just like jerking off to her fucking work. Like I respect her work to a point where I don't respect anybody's work in the industry like I respect hers.
Yeah, you were saying.
So when she came on the podcast, like, I'm not starstruck for just anybody, but the people I have lots of respect for in certain industries, I'm a little, I got a little starstruck.
Well, yeah, for sure. She had to put the work to get there too, right?
She did. She was determined. She was disciplined. And not only did she put in the work to get there, but it's years and years of consistency of amazing work, you know? So, I don't have any excuses. I sucked her dick, and that won't. I'm gonna try and make that never happen again. Also,
don't forget. Yeah, you were deep throating for sure. You were gagging. I was like, go deeper.
Yo.
No, I'm just kidding.
My brother. I was just trying to pull. My brother heard the podcast right after I did, because he's a famous model, and he was like, "What the f-? I've never ever seen or heard you suck someone's cock, bro.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck is wrong with you?" And I was just like,
that's straight up.
Yeah, I fucked up. What do you want me to do? It's not like I can't tell her to do it again, first of all. And it's not like I'm not going to release it. Shit, she's my jazzy fucking pillow.
Well, I mean, who says you can't have another show with her on, right?
No, she charges a lot of money to come on and shit like that.
You had to pay her?
No, I didn't. But like she said, if you want me to come on again, I have to charge.
How much?
I didn't ask her for a price. No, I didn't ask her for a fucking price. I'm not gonna pay anybody to come on the podcast. Fuck that.
Yeah.
I'll pay transport, but I won't pay for the guest. I'll pay for them to come, but
yeah, just so it won't cost them out of pocket. But it's not exactly. For a profit.
But it's gain. Yeah, I'm not. First of all, I'm not profiting. Why should someone profit off the show?
Yeah, you should do that Herbalife shit.
What?
You should do some Herbalife.
Like do the products?
Yeah.
I ran out and I'm waiting for more. But I'm not. Oh, training
okay,
right
so
now.
We're just waiting for the products to come in.
Yeah.
That's good. What were you gonna say? I cut you off.
On your. I haven't been training. So it's bad.
Yeah. What do you think's the cause of that?
By the way, I'm gonna be a DJ going on tour from Dublin to South Africa when I'm done with Russia. I'm only going to Russia for like 2-3 weeks. She has to go to Thailand November 22nd. So I'm gonna do this for like 2-3 weeks, make as much as I can, fuck her every day and make money, and then leave.
But why wouldn't they just have someone from Russia do it as opposed to someone from out of country?
Because I'm different. I'm me. What do you mean? I'm not just
people out of Russia.
I'm not just anybody. I'm the fucking fat gypsy. They want the fat gypsy. They don't want Mike. They want the fat gypsy. So that's what I'm going to do. They don't just want a Russian dude. It's easy for her to get her neighbor to fuck her on camera, but I add something different. I add a spice. Not only do I add comedy to shit, but I add sexiness. I add brilliance and geniosity. It's not easy being a genius, Sam. Stop paying attention to the fucking TV. Why is it even on? Sam has ADD, clearly. The mad Arab has ADD. I gotta turn off the TV.
He's like, Wallahi, your brain is finished?
He's like a cat.
I do have cat characteristics.
Yeah, he's like a cat. He sees moving shit on TV and his eyes have to follow it. He wasn't paying attention.
I actually don't own a TV.
That's good news. Hopefully more people do that in the future.
Well, yo, they substituted for their phone.
Yeah, I know. But at least it's not like cable.
But I read a lot off my phone.
Though. Commercials. Yeah, me too. That's the only thing I read from is my phone.
Reading is reading, man. Natural thing. We have to force our brain to learn how to read, right? So there's no way around it. You just have to keep reading.
I found audible.com and it's my favorite thing in the whole world.
Why?
I'm going to spend probably 10 grand on books this year. I could go through a book in 2-3 days.
2-3 days?
Yeah. It's a big fat book too. But like I could listen for 5-6 hours a day, hours a day.
You can still learn that way too, right?
Definitely. Yeah. I learned so much. Are you kidding? So audible.com, people, check it out. It's beautiful. It's any book you can dream of, but it's audiobooks. So you can do shit while you're listening. It's almost better than a podcast because Christopher Hitchens is talking. And when he talks, I get hard. Mm. He's fucking brilliant. He's the most brilliant person of all time. And the fact that he's dead makes me want to cry. We lost one of the best humans of all time when Christopher Hitchens died.
You know you're deep throating right now, right?
No, I'm paying homage to a dead man. He's beautiful. Oh, and I want his dick. I'm kidding. But he's a beautiful mind, man. He has a fucking one of the most intelligent minds of our time.
I could appreciate that, but I don't think I'd go as far as to sucking his dick.
I don't want
to
suck his dick, dude. I'm not sexually attracted to him at all.
You're confusing the audience, man. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm confusing you. Don't speak for my fucking audience.
Oh, they get no, me. You didn't, boy.
They get me. It's you that doesn't get
okay,
me.
Okay, maybe I'm fucked up.
You are so fucked up, man.
Why?
No, you're just... You're Arab, so all you know is...
Oh...
All you know is fatwas and shit.
I have no idea what that means, but your brain is finished.
It's sad that it doesn't matter what culture you are or where you're from, the fact that you don't know what fatwa is sad.
Well, you know what? I'm okay. I sleep well at
night. I think you know what a fatwa is.
No.
Yeah.
I know what a twat is.
I think you
know. Right here in front of me, boy.
It's not funny. I think you know what a fatwa is.
No.
No?
No, folks, no. No.
It's when they put assassination plot on you. Like Salman Rushdie. Salman Rushdie got fatwa on him for Satanic Verses.
Really?
Yeah. And that's a fictional book. But the Ayatollah Khomeini put a fatwa on him when that came out.
Okay, that's in Iran.
Yeah.
Iran and Arabs...
I know, different.
So yeah. That's an Iranian.
I know, but I'm just saying okay. A story.
All right.
I dated a Persian for 7 years. I very much know that Persians hate Arabs and Arabs hate Persians.
Not necessarily. Yeah, they just don't like Iraqis.
Well, Persians hate Arabs because the whole fucking Persian Empire, Arabs came and took over everything. But that's like hundreds of years ago. But Persians still feel very hateful.
No, there's some... They...
Arabs like, came and raped
because
all
of religion, they're able to work together. But it's a different type of Islam, you know?
But...
They're usually
Shia. The Arabs came and raped all the Persian women back in the day. And that's why...
I'm sure my genetics raped somebody's genetic... Not genetics, you know...
First of all, your genetics cannot rape. Well, okay?
My parents are cousins.
No, but you're...
They're raping each other's first blood. First cousins, by the way.
Okay, what does that have to do with rape, first of all? Second of all...
It's not rape. It's just kind of fusing the DNA. You know, the blood's... It's getting a little closer. That's not good.
Cousin fucking is... Okay. There's nothing wrong with that.
I would never do it.
If you're attracted to someone, it doesn't really matter.
No, there was arranged marriage. That shit didn't work out.
Arranged marriage to your cousin?
My father came to Canada, and he's like, you know what? Wow, there's so many other women. You know? Oh, yeah, for sure.
It's fair. There are very many women.
Yeah. He's like, forget this religious shit and just...
Well, yeah, I forgot. Fuck.
You just...
Anybody that believes in religion today, just... They're stuck in ancient times.
Science all the way, man.
Well, if honestly, if you believe in a God and a heaven and hell,
I respect it. I respect it. You know, that's your thing. It's your choice.
Respect your choice to believe that, but it's hard for me to respect your brain because you're not using it for critical thinking at all. You've been imprinted at a young age by your surroundings and your parents, and instead of ask questions and break out of it, you're continuing the cycle of stupidity.
Well, you know, as long as the person knows the reality that you kind of control your life, you know, overall, you control your life. So, you know, the outcome, you know, something happens, you have to man up and be responsible and you have to do something about it. Or,
yeah, you know, but people that will continue the cycle of religion, I mean...
Well, I guess some of them would be like, yeah, God will save us, you know, but...
They all say that.
Well, they have to do something.
What do you mean they have to do something?
Like, they have to find the solution. They shouldn't put the faith in just God. That's the only thing.
It's a cop-out. It is a cop-out.
Well, not a cop-out, but...
Of course it's a cop-out.
I mean, for some people,
it helps. And saying things like God works in mysterious ways, that's a fucking cop-out. That's the biggest cop-out of all time. Oh, why did that happen? Why did that kid die in a plane crash? He was so innocent. Oh, God works in mysterious ways. Yeah, go fuck yourself. How about that?
Oh, shit.
Listen, I believe in your right to believe in...
it's a personal thing,
man. In fairy just tales, just don't fucking come around me and try and think that you're holier than thou because you believe in something.
Yeah, no one's greater than the other.
No one's greater than the other. Yeah, I don't know if there's God or not. Yeah. I cannot say for sure that there is or there isn't. It's an individual thing. You know, I just... Based on what I've read and what I've experienced, and I think it didn't hurt... The fact that my people around me said that God was full of shit when I was a kid, I'm sure that doesn't hurt as to why I believe the way I believe the things I do. Because God was never influenced on me by my parents or my grandparents or anybody in my family, religion just always was stupid for me. It was a fairy tale. Even my parents were like... It's a fairy tale, is it?
Oh my God, I used to have these Bangladesh guys come to the mosque. No. No, it's okay. Why? I used to live with a guy who was really religious, and I told me I wasn't Muslim, and he told me I was going to burn in the lake of fire.
Yeah.
You know?
Of course you will, because you
And when I brought girls right over, God. He gave him like the eye of death.
How can you live with someone like that? It's hard to live with
I wonder. Like yeah, eventually it didn't work out.
It can't work out.
It was creepy. He scared the shit out of women. What? Women specifically.
Yeah, no shit, because he grew up thinking that sex is sort of a thing.
What is that?
He grew up having to know that if he doesn't rape, he probably won't get laid. Look at India, man. It's the rape capital of the world, okay?
India?
Yeah. It's not far from Bangladesh.
Yeah, I hear these stories, you know. Tourists on the bus gets gangbanged. Like, what is the driver
not
doing?
Not gangbang. Gangbang is...
No,
is,
gangbang.
No, but gangbang is...
Multiple guys.
Dude, gangbang is... The girl is consenting to a gangbang.
Okay, well, it's not
it's
gang,
gang
rape. Oh, that's right.
Don't
yeah,
call
sorry,
it gang sorry. Bang.
Yeah, my
She's
bad.
She's not
bad.
Getting banged. She's getting fucking tortured and raped, you
my
fuck.
My bad. Okay.
The girl's getting tortured, raped. This guy's calling it a gangbang. You heartless Arab.
I wasn't thinking of the right terminology.
I know,
it's gang rape.
I know.
Asshole.
I know. I'm fucking with him. But the man's high as fuck. I don't blame him for making that mistake. But
lie my brain.
If you think I'm not going to ride that one out, of course I will. That was hilarious.
Yeah, it was. Fuck
but
you.
No.
Fuck you.
India's the rape capital of the world. Indians just have the rape gene. They're into it. They love it.
What about Africa?
Africans rape as a means as a war tool. It's,
how do you,
it's
who's,
not like
who's
India.
Doing the statistics on this? Who
I am.
No, there's something wrong with that. How can you keep track of that anyways? By reports? How many
I
of them don't even
the
make
people.
A report?
I go talk to the people.
Ridiculous. You need a lot more people on the ground.
Listen, I read the fucking numbers. I don't make the stats. I don't make up the stats. But in Africa...
It's so hard to have an accurate...
In Africa, they use rape as a war tool. It's not like in India where they use rape as a means to fuck.
What do you mean a war tool? It's a desire. It's just,
no, but
it's
they use rape
desire.
As a tool in war. As a weapon of war. They use rape as a weapon in Africa. They'll rape your family in front of you and cut off your arms and rape you while you're doing it. And they'll cut off your lips and rape you in front of your father kind of thing. Like, they're doing sick-ass twisted shit for psychological torture, you know? Psychological and physical torture at the same time. That's what they're into. Like, the Janjaweed of Sudan. They're one of the most fucked-up groups on the planet, man. The things that they've done... the fact that people don't know about it, but they're all scared of fucking Al-Qaeda makes no sense to me. Because the Janjaweed need to be stopped way more than fucking Al-Qaeda. Way more than the Muslim Brotherhood. Go fuck yourself, Muslim Brotherhood. Go get the Janjaweed. Those motherfuckers are sick, 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 sick motherfuckers. Look them up. Janjaweed, Sudan.
Janjaweed.
Sudanese Janjaweed.
Let the fat gypsy know what you think. Hit him up.
I really don't want to know what you think.
Oh, shit.
It's
well,
really bad. I know already. I know it's bad, and you're going to think it's bad, too. I don't need to hear everybody tell me it's really bad.
Okay, well, then
Matt Arab.
What's up?
What is up, man?
I am high.
You're so high.
Maybe I shouldn't smoke before doing a show.
He's so high. I don't understand how he gets that high.
It's called marijuana.
Mm.
Marijuana.
It's called low tolerance.
Probably.
Yo, I'm smoking too much. I just went through an ounce in 5 days.
Definitely a lot.
It's too much.
It is. Look at the size of that. It's like your index finger.
I'm abusing weed, eh? But like, it's because I lived with those Rastas. Since then, weed's been something totally different for me. Since I lived with the Rastas in Tobago, weed has been completely a different thing to me.
I use
it completely differently.
Well, this size, man.
I don't need to smoke tiny spliffs.
Why not?
Because I roll a big one, put it out, light it up, put it out.
I don't know. I don't think it's a good idea to, like, restart the ash part again.
Why not?
Well, there's already been combustion there.
You think I'm trying to be healthier by not relighting my spliffs?
Well, at least the small spliff, you'll go through it one shot. You don't save it.
Yeah, I smoke cigarettes like crazy right now. You think I care about relighting a spliff? I've been smoking cigarettes since I was 12 on and off. Not full-time.
Oh, no.
Not full-time. I quit a lot for years. 3-4 years.
Within that time.
Yeah.
I hear you.
I had a girlfriend that told me it was either cigarettes or her. And she had one of the prettiest pussies I've ever seen. So I was like...
Really? She gave me an ultimatum?
Yeah.
And I guess you're not with her today?
No. Obviously not. But like, if a girl gave me that ultimatum today... cigarettes, you know what...
did that end?
What?
Like, I'm sorry, honey. I love my Demoriers.
No, we broke up for something completely different.
Oh, it ended up being something different?
Yeah, yeah. Not for cigarettes. No, come on now. We didn't break up because I smoked a cigarette and she left me that kind.
Yeah.
Nah, it didn't work like that.
I'm going to Jeremy.
Nah, I've dated girls. I've always dated good girls that were like, if you do drugs, I'm leaving you. And that stopped me from doing way too many drugs for a lot of my 20s. It was girls that I dated that were like, you can't do drugs if you want to be. If you want to be with me. Baby, you cannot do drugs. I'm a genie in a bottle.
Oh, that's pretty good. Christina, good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
This game moment was brought to you by Mike, the fat gypsy.
Yo, you sound like the old school guy at the Expos. Next up bat, Daryl Strawberry. Or whatever.
Oh, he's retired.
Yeah. What was his name? Gary Carter. I remember Gary Carter. Fuck the Montreal Expos.
Oh. Why?
Because they broke my heart when they left.
Well, I don't know the politics, to be honest, but, you know, it was time.
So,
they should make the innings shorter, man. End in 7 innings.
I don't care about sports anymore, really. It drives me crazy. Too many commercials, too commercialized bullshit. I like fighting, that's it. But last time...
That's commercialized.
No, it's not. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, it is.
Yo, last time you were here...
And what about those athletes, man? They're going to get, like, brain damage.
Yo. Okay, no. I wanted to talk about something serious.
Well, that's pretty serious.
No, fuck those athletes. They get paid $20 million a year.
They don't. No.
Okay, they get paid anywhere from $800,000 a year. $800,000 in the NFL, it's like $800,000 to million point, whatever. So that's the low. So it's not bad. Anyways, listen. Something important happened this weekend. I want to know if you think they're going to turn it around on Trump. They already started to, like, a rabbi said, okay, let's explain in case you've been hiding under a fucking rock. Some Nazi shot up a synagogue this weekend and killed 11 people.
No, he wasn't. I don't think he was a Nazi.
He went into the police station and said, we need to kill all the Jews. I read the quotes. He's a Nazi.
Oh, he's a Nazi?
Yeah, he's a Nazi. Shit. So,
he's insane.
A rabbi came out saying Trump is not allowed in Pennsylvania until he denounces white supremacy. But he never was pro-white supremacy. You can't really help that your base has white supremacy in it. He never went on TV and said, like, I'm pro fucking white supremacy. He never did that. I want to know what you think. Not about, I know it's a horrible thing. I don't want to know what you think about that. I want to know what you think about how they're going to spin it on Trump.
I just find the timing so weird. Why? You know, well, because of the by-elections.
Right.
You know, like, why 2 weeks? There's, like, this is multiple events within 2 weeks or under 2 weeks.
Do you think false flag?
I think this is, like, in my theory, I think it's a horrible thing that it happened and these events happening. But I think it's a plan.
You think it's, like, a false flag attack? Like, you think false, they planned it to... Because they have a hidden agenda kind of thing?
Like, but it's a brilliant idea if you think about it. Of course.
They do it all the time. And
but it just seems too, like, it's too close. Because if you do it too far back, but people what? Who would remember, this, who, right?
So you think maybe the Democrats did this to win over the House?
I don't know who.
Hard on gun control? Like, what
someone who doesn't have Trump's interest. Trump or the Republicans' interest. So anti-Trumps,
right? Anti-Trumps. Which would... Okay, so, actually, but hold on, because the Democrats are trying to win the House.
I'm not saying the Democrats, I'm saying anti-Trump.
I understand, but the Democrats are
trying to... foil Trump's success. But why would this... Republicans to win the Congress, right?
Yeah, but why would this... Why would this hurt... Why would this hurt conservatives? Why would this hurt them?
It just makes them look bad. It makes them look that... It makes them look like Donald Trump is... Why? Instigating people to do hate crimes on other cultures.
Okay, but he's not.
He's not, but that's the brilliance behind it, because that's the perception that
okay, the
think
way I see it, if it's one of those, happening. If it was a planned attack, it was because the Democrats want to fucking win seats in the House. Listen, the Democrats want to win seats in the House, and every time the Democrats want something, they're the ones who are hard on gun control, and they're the ones who are very...
I like that part.
Hard on gun control?
Yeah, man.
Why?
It's just...
It makes no sense.
It just because it's too natural.
If
now.
You're
it's
hard
normal,
on gun control,
it's too easy
but
to
listen,
access.
If,
in Canada, it's so hard to
it
access.
It is hard,
weapons.
But listen, we're not a violent people. First of all,
take it out of society, but, and people will forget it.
I'm no, afraid. They won't. That if you have hard gun
over
laws,
time, they will.
If you have hard gun laws, the only people in society who end up having the guns are the criminals. It takes guns away from people who would not do crime with guns.
It's true. A lot of illegal weapons are not registered anyway.
Exactly.
So
and the people who want guns to do bad with them are going to get them whether they're easy to get or not. They're going to find a fucking way. So hard gun laws and strict gun laws, all they do is take guns away from good people and restrict good people from getting guns, because those are the people who are going to have a hard time.
Yeah, that's
it's
true.
Not the criminals.
That's true.
So when they start saying you have to do all this shit to get a gun, it scares me, because then the ratio to criminal to good citizen who has a gun is
okay. Gonna... Maybe not like not gun control, but you know, like change some rules, man. Like, look what Canada's doing.
Yeah, but I can't get a gun here. I could. Well, I don't even know.
It's so easy to just buy it in a store in the States. It's crazy. And the gun shows, they don't sell you the whole gun.
Gun shows is a loophole.
Yeah, they just, you buy the parts in different spots, and then you build the gun in your car before you drive off.
Yeah, it's a gun show loophole. It's brilliant. But we don't have that in Canada, unfortunately. And
why? And why don't they do the same, like, ban it over there? Like, it's just that easy. But because of their
America
their
was
amendment?
Founded on...
Well, I forgot what amendment that was.
It's the fourth, I think.
Not sure.
Bear arms? Check it. I think it's
I'm not going to check it out, but, you know...
Just Google, right to bear arms.
Right to bear
Which
arms.
Amendment? Right. Ask Siri or whatever. We're going to check it out, people, because we want to be factual. I'm saying it's the fourth, but I'm not American, so I could be wrong. What do you say, Sam?
Well, the fourth.
Oh, I'm a
good
G.
Good job, Gypsy.
I'm a G. All right, so Fourth Amendment, right to bear arms.
Yeah.
I feel very proud right now. I know my shit.
It's pretty
good. So, sorry, bragging rights a little bit. I have to.
Narcissistic. This is back to jerking off to yourself, right? This is why you like jerking off to yourself? Okay. Okay. Listen. Watch videos recorded.
I very much like what I do.
So that was a blast off song.
Well, dude, I release. Just, I like to watch myself jerk off. It's a beautiful thing.
It's a beautiful thing.
Have you never watched yourself jerk off?
No, I don't. I'm not.
See, the act of sex turns me on. I don't think it really matters what it
is. I just need to do it. Because then my mind gets cloudy and all I think about is that. That's why I just do it and I just, okay, I'm done with it.
So, tell me some more of your philosophies, man. Last time you said you were into
philosophy. I'm a vegetarian.
Why are you vegetarian?
Not because of a diet, that's for sure. I was at my worst shape during those times.
Why are you vegetarian?
Because I have a cat. I love my cat and she's
So because you have a fucking meat-eating cat that destroys and kills as many fucking things as it could, if it's an indoor cat, it's probably depressed because it can't kill.
She's a sweetheart.
Because of that, yeah, to you, she's a sweetheart. But you put but you put a little tiny creature in the room, and she becomes a killer. She becomes a murderer.
Yeah, I know that's her instinct, but that's it. She was born that way.
Yeah, and you were born to eat meat, my friend. You were born as a fucking 90% chimp, 90% or more chimpanzee, and you were born to fucking eat meat. Not every meal, but sometimes eat meat.
But you know what? What? I have that option now in this day and age to not eat.
How long have you been with your girl?
I'd say 14 months.
How long have you been a vegetarian?
6 years.
Going in January. You haven't eaten meat in 6 years?
Yeah, 5 years, sorry.
Wow, I thought it had to do with the girl. I was way off. Okay.
Yeah, you fucked up on that one.
Yeah, I fucked up on that one. Okay. So.
It's because of my cat.
You seriously stopped eating meat because you have a cat?
Yeah, because there was a contradiction there. It was like, I eat meat, but I take care of an animal. And that animal that I ate from had feelings
too. Okay, I'll give you respect because I would never do that. I mean, I became vegan for like 3 weeks.
Vegan? No, it's too far.
I was vegan for 3 weeks.
For me, vegan's too far.
Not, maybe not
vegan. But it's easier now to do it than it was like 20 years ago.
Of course.
You know, so
it's really expensive though. Fuck that.
That's the shitty part, and I hope that changes. And it doesn't. There's no reason why it should be that expensive.
Well, they know that vegans have money.
So if you're broke, you eat meat.
Yeah, you see any poor ass vegans?
Actually, it's you know, you can go to certain grocery stores, you know, at a discounted price, you get your vegetables.
Yeah, but...
And your beans.
Yeah, but the only poor-ass vegans are, like, super hippies. Yeah. But...
But, you know, I'm not going to go up to people... Like, my girl eats meat.
In front of
me? I just tell her the only thing you shouldn't eat is hot dogs.
Yeah, that's gross.
Don't eat
hot dogs. How about sausages? Italian sausage.
If it's, like, homemade, yeah, that's fine. It's just those hot dogs, those are, like...
Those are bad news,
man.
Those
are fucking
bad news, yeah.
You're gonna be in the obituary section if you eat that shit.
Those are fucking... And that's, like, America's favorite fucking meal. Hot dogs and French
homemade, man. Like, if it's... You know, because I've seen some places they do their own sausages and stuff. But I tell her, try to, you know, if you could reduce the reds, it'd be
better. Why? Does she like fucking hot dogs?
She fed it to her kids. But that's a very small percentage compared to what she usually does.
She makes great meals. She makes
poison. I told her.
But sporting event and you want a couple of hot dogs, it's a fucking...
But who am I to tell her what to feed her kids? I just recommend...
You have a responsibility to let her know that's feeding her kids poison. What I'm about is her fucking
choice. Yeah, I give her the information. Mm. Absolutely, it's her decision, but I just, you know...
Yeah. And you could look down upon her like on a tiny... Well,
I won't look down.
No, upon her. While you're telling her that hot dogs...
No, I just say that's the
kids. Yeah. You could look down on her a little bit and be like, shame.
No,
you are not that good of a mother, baby.
Oh shit, she's a fantastic mother.
I'm joking. I'm fucking her. You tell that to a girl, she'll scratch your face off. Are you kidding?
Oh, my God.
Call a girl bad mother. Whoo. Ooh, it's not hard to get like under the skin of a girl who has a kid.
Well, you say that about her father, right?
No, her father don't care.
Yeah.
Yeah. What? You think I'm a bad father? Go fuck yourself. I am a bad father. Most fathers are shitheads, man. Come on. Most fathers are shitheads.
Well, the system doesn't really help them.
Fuck the system. Take responsibility. Most fathers are shitheads.
I can't speak. I don't know. It's pretty strong.
What do you mean?
It's a case-by-case thing.
It is case-by-case.
No, it's different. It's not like before, you know?
It's always going to change. That's what time is.
It's always going to change.
It always changes shit. Now, now with the internet, look how different it is.
Very much.
But I am now a victim of female assault abuse. I didn't get to talk about that on the podcast. Girl hit me in the...
Oh, you go in there.
Girl hit me in the face.
It was open hand, no?
Fucking girl hit me in the face. Was it open hand? Listen, it was dark in my room, and I didn't get to see if it was fucking open hand or not, and that's not the point, is it? Whether it was open hand or not.
Well, that's, I found open that's hand is very disrespectful. Listen. Like, I'm not even going to take the effort to close my fist
listen,
to slap you, bitch ass.
Listen... It's fucked up.
Backhand is even more disrespectful.
Okay. She hit me because of my opinion. And it wasn't that bad of an opinion. It was just I wouldn't agree with her fucking opinion.
Mm.
So, and she was like, you never agree with me. And I was like, why would I agree with you if you're always wrong? Smash. Oh, Hulk smash. And she almost knocked me out. I wasn't expecting. It was dark. I was in bed. I was almost falling asleep. She came into my room. And she hit me. And I was like, whoa. And I kind of saw a little bit of starry shit. Not really, but... And then my jaw was hurting for 2 hours. I'm not exaggerating. In an hour or two, my jaw was fucking hurting. Like, she hit me that hard. So I don't care if it was open hand or not. And then she tries to be like, the next day, she's like, oh, it's not that bad. I hear you open-handed. That's something a fucking abusive... boyfriend says, baby, it was open hand. Relax. You don't need to brag to all your friends that I hurt you. Relax. It was open hand, baby. I just drank a little too much. And she had been drinking. She tried to use that as a fucking excuse. She drank a little too much so she gets to hit me in the face. Psh, I wish I was fucking a little bit more of an asshole. I would have beat the fuck out of her.
Oh, yeah.
If I was a little bit more of an asshole, I would beat the fuck out. I don't like getting hit. I don't care if you have a vagina or a penis. You don't get
to it's just a matter of respect, right?
It's very childish. Very childish. To hit in an argument like that, I felt like we... Because I went to elementary school with her. And she brought me back to fucking elementary school the other day. Like, that's what happens in elementary school. No, I don't believe... You're wrong. I'm not wrong. You're wrong. You're always wrong.
Maybe she felt Hulk comfortable smash. Enough to do it to you.
Well, she's tattooed my dick, so... Amongst other things, of course.
What tattoo you have on your dick?
It says Speezy.
That's fucked up.
Well, my dick's a special thing. Speezy, special.
Okay. And what comments do you get from that?
I don't like to talk about it much.
Okay.
I just say it's Speezy and I change the subject. But now, everybody knows.
Everybody knows your cock's name. Dun, dun, dun. Everybody knows your cock's
Actually,
name.
It's not that narcissistic. Even though I like it to sound that narcissistic, I named someone Speezy. And I got her to tattoo her name on my dick because I was very fucked up on Xanax and Lao Cow, which is like a Thai moonshine. And I was like, yeah, baby, what's your name? Speezy, tattooed on my dick. And yeah, that's it.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, not more than others. I did. I was really fucked up, though. I looked at the ceiling and just was wondering how much longer it would take. And I kept drinking. And holy shit, we did 48 minutes.
Yeah, 48 minutes of hearing your speezies.
I don't want to release this one now.
Come on, you can't.
I don't like talking about my dick tattoo.
Okay, well, I hate let's move that on. You talked about ladyboys the last episode. I don't know. What's your limitations, man?
I don't know.
I thought the ladyboys surpasses this speezy story.
No.
No?
No, because I don't care about the ladyboy. I care about speezy.
He's been good to you.
She?
Speezy.
Yeah.
Oh, it's a she now.
Speezy is just she. Oh. Speezy's my ex.
Okay. I thought it was, I mean, special.
It does. I called her special. I called her Speezy. Fuck, I can't believe it. Oh, God damn it. I don't like talking about this. It's stupid. It's stupid. Okay, it's a funny story because I literally got off a plane. I literally got off a plane. I hadn't seen her in 10, 20, 15 years. Wow. I got off a plane. I landed. I took a bus to Montreal from Toronto. I got to her house and I was like, hey, you're a tattoo artist. Dick tattoo. And she's like, what do you want to do? I was like, I don't know. What do you want to do? She's like, tattoo Speezy. I'm like, all right, let's do it. And I had overdosed on the plane.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I took like 8, but I always do that. I took like 8 milligrams of Xanax and I washed down with a bottle of wine. And I slept from Manila to airport Montreal. Like straight 16 hours. The whole time gone. Like I slept 16 hours straight. It was beautiful. I woke up with 2 minutes to go. 2 minutes before landing. And I'm going to show you a video of me on that plane. It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous how fucked I am.
You should put that up.
No, never. I did for 2 seconds and I realized it was disgusting. Because I don't want to promote pharmaceutical use. I don't want to. It's not cool.
No, it's not.
I'll promote psychedelics any day because it opens your eyes and it opens your third eye. But I'm not trying to promote Xanax.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. And cough syrup. Some rappers died of lean. They had seizures.
No sympathy. Do you see that Tekashi 6ix9ine got busted for child porn or sexually assaulting a kid?
How old is he?
Tekashi 6ix9ine? I don't know.
He's pretty young too, isn't he?
He's not old, but he's old enough to hurt a kid.
He hurt? Sexually assaulted?
Wow. They only gave him like probation. And he sexually assaulted a kid. And he got probation.
What did he do exactly?
I don't know. They wouldn't say it in the article that I read.
It's pretty big news.
Yeah. I saw it on World Star. Is that legit?
I don't know. Some things yes, some things no.
Okay, because if they're angry with him, they could just put that. No, they couldn't say that he was fucking found. They're not going to start saying. They could get sued for that. Come on. The World Star.
No, they're just the one that are relaying the.
No,
the
but file. World Star is not going to put out.
World Star has put some crazy shit.
On Instagram that Tekashi 6ix9ine got probation for child fucking. For assaulting, sexually assaulting a child. Come on. World Star's not going to do that.
I saw something on it. I want to know if it's true. I want to know if you heard about it. What? 50 Cent like bought like 200 tickets worth of at the Ja Rule concert.
I don't pay attention to hip hop feuds, but I could.
No, but I just want to know, is that true? Because that's a pretty funny like retaliation right there.
What, buy 200 tickets and what?
He took all the front seats. Left them empty. Left them empty.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, you can see a picture of like 50 Cent sitting in one of the seats, and it's like there's like 100 seats that are empty behind him.
Oh, that's hilarious. But I thought he has money problems. Does he have money problems? He owes money to.
Oh, he's smart. He's smart with his money.
Doesn't he owe money to someone, to Mayweather? Mayweather keeps complaining that 50 Cent owes him money.
I'm not sure. Well, he did file for bankruptcy. To avoid the child support payments.
Oh, he's a real G.
He's really smart. You talk to the right people.
I understand. Oh, yeah, smart to not pay child support.
No, I mean, well, the system just, because it compares to what you make.
That's stupid. That's crazy.
Well, that's how it works, and that's why it's not fair. Athletes get screwed the most with
that. Yeah, crazy.
You know, and you have to justify Dave why Foley, you have to cut down your payments.
Dave Foley got fucked the most out of anyone for that.
Who's that again?
The Canadian news radio, and he was on Kids in the Hall. The brilliant actor from Kids in the Hall.
What was his character?
He played a bunch of different characters. Kids in the Hall. Remember Kids in the Hall?
Yeah.
That old school Canadian thing that was cult classic.
I'm sure if I see his face,
He got fucked by crazy, and a judge said he had to pay a certain amount because he was making a crazy amount on a TV show when the ruling went through, and then like 2-3 months later, the TV show went bust. And he had to keep paying like $30,000 a month for his kids, and he was making zero. And the judge upheld the fucking thing, and now he can't go back to Canada.
That's it. He's stuck in the States.
It's not a horrible country we're stuck in, but still.
Yeah, no, Canada's fantastic.
I hate it here. I can't wait to leave. I'm itching to leave every opportunity I get. I'm like, oh, I'm leaving. Fuck! I can't wait to get out of here.
I'm sure Canada's was waiting for you to leave too.
It is. It is. How would you feel if I burnt a Canadian flag?
It'd be really sad.
Why? Why would you care?
We just were.
I'm asking him because he's wearing a poppy right now, and I don't wear those.
I'm a veteran.
I know, but are you?
Yes.
You're a veteran?
Yes. I said.
I thought we weren't allowed to talk about that.
No, you know.
Oh. Tell us some veterinarian stories.
Served in Afghanistan 2005.
Afghanistan 2005, and we have 3 minutes left. This cunt breaks on my podcast that he was in Afghanistan. Doing what? Just the title?
Reconnaissance soldier.
Reconnaissance soldier. Oh, the stories this motherfucker has. And I'm sure conveniently he won't be back on the podcast for a while, so we won't be able to talk about it.
Yeah.
Can you ever talk about it?
Not sure.
Can you ask your superiors if you're allowed to talk about it on my podcast?
Superiors?
Yeah. You have superiors if you're in the army. What the fuck?
I'm not in the army right now.
You're not?
No.
Are you lying?
Maybe.
He's in the CIA, this fucker, and he's not telling me. No wonder he's so fucking friendly to me. They sent special sent special forces to make their way on my podcast to keep an eye on me and see what I'm doing. I know it. I feel it. This is the queen fucking with me personally. Queen Elizabeth. You can't fuck with me, okay? Stop sending your spies.
Respect her.
What? Respect the queen?
Yeah.
The most evil woman of all time?
No.
What? No.
What makes you say that?
Yo. Don't even start. Queen is evil. Queen of England is evil. The royal family is evil. They're responsible for horrible things around the planet. Fuck that.
I'm not on the same.
No, of course you're not. Of course you're not. But we're allowed to have differences. We're allowed to disagree.
I'm not there though.
No, but we're allowed to disagree. I don't hate you for your decision.
Of course. Yeah.
Of course.
I have to.
No, you have to make. Listen, everybody. This can go so much longer and get so interesting from this point. But we're out of time. And I'd like to very much thank you for coming and joining us.
What about Herbalife?
I did my thing already.
It's okay, fine. You only do it once?
Yeah, just once at the beginning.
Wallahi, your brain.
So, thank you for joining us. I think all of you are super sexy. Thank you for coming on the show, brother.
Yeah, thank you for
having me. When are you coming back? When are you coming back?
To be determined, my
friend. To be determined. All right, we're going to have him back as soon as we can. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. I love you all, you beautiful cunts. Have a lovely whatever.
Did you just jizz?
No. What do you mean, jizz?
Oh, because you're like, oh.
No, you should hear me when I jizz. I'm not like that. I'm like.
Actually, it's better to yell. It's true.
I yell like a motherfucker. I don't give a fuck. Anyways, thank you for coming. If you want to hear me jizz, DM me on Instagram.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.